This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And now joining us is Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com. They're a firm that helps individuals and businesses in the cannabis industry. They've been doing PR for a lot of years, and I always love having Mark on because you are so on top of breaking news and all the news stories, and we've got some really fun news stories today. So let's begin. Let the story begin. So what's the first story you have for us today, Mark?
You know what? There's a new study out, and I can't believe that anybody actually made a study about this because, you know, I could have told you this already. Anyway, this new study is breaking news. Snack sales have grown with the legalization of marijuana. Can you believe it?
That is so funny, but I mean, I'm not surprised.
Not at all. So legal marijuana is apparently prompting an epidemic, Frankie, of the munchies in the various states where recreational cannabis and marijuana are available. Apparently they're gobbling up more candy and more snacks than people who live there. It's just kind of crazy. And you know what? The study was done by a real company. It was Nielsen Data revealed this. Then they revealed that the sales of salty and sweet snacks jumped over the year a huge amount. The candy and snack growth rate showed that the candy sales grew about 2% in states where illegal marijuana compared to 1.3% in states where it remained illegal. Kind of interesting. Also, snack sales grew 7.2% in states where pot has been legalized compared to 6% in non-quote-unquote stoner states. So overall, salty snacks have a sale of $29.9 billion.
Wait a minute. Did you say
sales of $6.5 billion?
You're saying billion, $29.9 billion.
Exactly.
Salty
snacks.
So,
you know what? When we talked about marijuana and we talked about cannabis and hemp and the states going legal for recreational and marijuana and all of the various side businesses that were making money, whether it be the stores or the local delis from the stores opening up or whatever it might be, we never thought about this, did we? Really?
No. This is so fascinating. I think this is fascinating. There was some talk, I don't know if you heard this, about a company that wanted to take the piece out of the plant, because they can do that now with the DNA of the plant, and so it would take away your ability to snack. But then there are those people that are extremely sick with cancer that are using medical marijuana in their regime of getting well, and they need to feel hungry. They need to have that feeling of eating so that they will once again get that appetite, which is, you know, when you're in treatment for cancer, that appetite goes. So my friend went down to 85 pounds in her battle for treating pancreatic cancer. She's back up to 102 pounds, thank goodness, and she does use...
Is that because of the marijuana? I mean,
she is using everything in her arsenal to help her, and it's legal in her state, and so she is using legal medical marijuana to help her with her appetite.
I'm more of a recreational guy that uses it sometimes for medical reasons, as we know. And my only problem with it is I get the munchies and I've been gaining weight, I got to say.
Yep. So it's a problem for a lot of people, though.
It is a problem, absolutely.
It is.
I need to put a lock on the refrigerator, I think.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. But you also do have a medical problem where you also use it, correct?
You know what? I have a medical problem, as we spoke about. It's called Tourette's syndrome, and it definitely helps out the Tourette's. I do not, I'm not subscribed to use medical cannabis or marijuana at all, but I do utilize it and it definitely helps.
It does help you. I know it does. And I think that's awesome. I think that's absolutely awesome. So now, North Dakota farmers are now growing CBD for the first time,
which is amazing. And more states that could offer more products to their farmers and keep these farmers in business, I think it's a wonderful thing. Don't you?
I agree. I absolutely agree. Tell me, though, what are the ramifications? Are you hearing anything?
You know what? I'm not really hearing anything about the CBD or any ramifications in reference to that. But you know what? We should explain it again for any new listeners, and maybe you can explain this, Frankie, the difference between CBD and THC.
Well, CBD, of course, is the cannabidiol. Cannabidiol comes in many forms, and the cannabis comes with the full spectrum of the plant, and that
right.
means that you will get the THC, and that THC is what makes you high. The CBD, cannabinoid, CBD does not get you high,
right,
and
really
will never get you high.
For anxiety, insomnia, and other issues.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And they're also.
I would say the best way to take CBD is that you see this all in the stores. You see drops, liquid.
You see a lot of different versions.
Jelly bellies,
However, whatever works for you. There's a spray. I like a spray and I like a dropper. But
right.
some people like the pills. I take a ton of supplements every day, so it's easier for me to do a drop or a spray. But, you know, whatever works for you, and that's just it. You don't know what's going to work for you. You have no idea what's going to work for you.
I got to tell you and tell your audience that I've never tried CBD.
Oh, I love CBD.
Mm.
Yeah, I do like CBD.
I've tried CBD several times, but not CBD.
No. Yeah. CBD is awesome. It's awesome. Now, I just met a friend whose husband used some topicals, and he can't believe the difference in his hands. He's
a
mechanic.
You know what? I agree with you 100%. One of my buddies has Crohn's and colitis, and he's been using the topicals, the CBD topicals, and it's helped him out in so many ways.
And I have a friend whose son, because of his Crohn's and colitis, needs the entourage effect. He needs both the CBD and the THC. It's called the entourage effect, using both
right.
of them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's definitely helping people out.
Yes. So this is the first time that the North Dakota farmers can grow the hemp?
Absolutely. So, it's the first time that they're growing hemp after several years of, growing other cheaper grain plants, and it's super exciting for them.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Another story that we have today is that the FDA a few weeks ago opened up conversations and listening to stories and listening to authorities about CBD. And so they're now getting ready for their final comments on how to regulate over-the-counter cannabis extracts
right.
such as CBD.
Absolutely. Super interesting story. This could be good. This could be bad. We'll have to kind of see how it works out in the end. The U.S. health authorities are taking final comments from the public on how to regulate the over-the-counter cannabis extracts such as CBD, CBD oil. Suggestions are due to the U.S. FDA by midnight this week, and how the agency should regulate CBD and cannabis-derived products. The FDA, has vowed to expedite its review of CBD compounds because of the surge in popularity of CBD products hitting the market. The agency now says we'll have to update all its reviews later on in the summer and early fall. Really, really interesting. I really hope the FDA does the right thing here and lets all of these CBD products kind of be left alone and,
I don't think they will, but
they
I think
do,
that
but, one could hope.
I think what's happened is that when you take the CBD out of the Pandora's box, you're not going to be able to put it back in the box.
Absolutely.
You're just not going to be able to.
The only good thing that might come out of this is some of the drug warnings and, you know, who should use this, who shouldn't use it. For example, it impacts, you know, special populations like children, the elderly, people that are pregnant or lactating women. I mean, they could utilize, the FDA could put a warning on these products, and that might help out some people. But other than that, let's hope they leave it alone.
Well, I'm not even so sure the warning would be valid because hemp is an omega-3, so I don't even know if it would be bad for a pregnant woman. I'm not kidding, Mark. I think that there's, it could be really good for kids with ADHD, you know, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We're going to take a quick break, though. We'll be right back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Mark Goldman. He's a partner at Hemp Public Relations and hemppublicrelations.com, and we'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I call it an educational odyssey for the obvious reasons. And it really is important for us to understand the stories that we talk about, that there is so much news. There's so much breaking news. Mark, I don't know about you, but I get so many stories every day. I must get at least 10 stories. 10 right. stories every day, if not more, about CBD, about
yes.
cannabis.
CBD is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger, and it's a great product for all Americans to use.
That's right. But you have a story about cannabis, the marijuana, which makes you high. You say marijuana use may not make parents more chill. What's this all about?
Kind of a funny story. A 2017 survey from Yahoo News and Marist College found that 54% of adults who use marijuana in the United States as parents, found that 54% of adults that use marijuana, you know, in the United States are parents. A majority of those parents have children under the age of 18. Some group of marijuana moms claim that the use of marijuana really makes it better for parents, which I can tell you, I'm a parent, and it definitely makes things a lot better. The results of this new study suggested that marijuana users, who are nearly always, about 92% of the time, also are alcohol users, and they're trying to control their kids a little bit more than the non-users. I'm not really sure that's really relevant to me, but, you know, I think utilizing marijuana will definitely help your parenting skills and your patience.
Probably. It sounds like it probably will. By the way, Brian Gumbel did a piece with Don Nelson, who was a former player, a Celtic, and also brought the San Francisco Warriors, the Oakland Warriors, whatever they're called now, I don't even know what they're called now, but brought that basketball team to its heyday and made this team what it is today. And he is retired now and has been out of the game for several years, good friends with Willie Nelson, and grows his own pot in Hawaii. And they did a whole expose on him, and he said the residual effects of playing and coaching for all of those decades did such permanent damage to his body and just really, really, really gave him a run for his money, so that he is now a habitual user of cannabis and makes no apologies and grows his own stuff for his own purpose, not for anyone else. And so one of the more vocal public figures talking about how CBD, the entourage effect, and mostly, though, cannabis, THC, has changed his life and has really given him back his life.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, and it's quite a story if you Google it on Real Sports. I thought it was a fascinating story, and the fact that he's in competition with his strain with Willie Nelson, I thought was so funny.
Absolutely. I think there are a lot of professional athletes out there that definitely utilize marijuana and cannabis and CBD to relax them before a game.
Right. So cannabis and marijuana are one of the same. And so people in the cannabis world feel that marijuana is used in a pejorative way, and so they are trying not to use that word. So how do you feel about the separation of the word?
You know, I agree with you 100%. I think cannabis maybe is more of an old-school name or maybe a textbook sort of name. I do like the name marijuana or even weed or wacky tobacco or the mean green even better. I think that you should definitely separate cannabis and marijuana and hemp because they seem to be all different, you know?
Well, CBD is different, but how is cannabis and marijuana different? It's not.
You know what? It seems to say, like, you could get, there's like hemp clothing and cannabis sort of clothing and cannabis products where you don't really have marijuana products like that. So that's how I feel they're different.
Okay. But they're really not different.
That makes sense at all.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Mooresville, North Carolina, is having a problem because they don't have the on-site testing to help distinguish just about what we're talking about between legal CBD and cannabis or marijuana.
Right. They're confusing, and I think it's the lack of training more than the lack of on-site testing.
Yes. So recently, a North Carolina high school student was arrested
for a misdemeanor drug possession. Which turned out to be CBD, not actually marijuana, which is crazy.
Right. So in this state, I don't know, is it a misdemeanor? And I don't think it is in North Carolina.
I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I think it's ridiculous. And again, it's from lack of training with the educational forces and also the law enforcement.
Right.
It's the same thing. If you're vaping, you could be vaping tobacco or you could be vaping THC or CBD or whatever else, and just a lot of people don't know what it is, and that's why you see people all day, every day, smoking in the streets, and you have no idea what it could be.
That's right. You don't know what it is. You know, I have to tell you that this is a very interesting problem, though, and I know that Colorado has gone through some real tough choices and decisions about educating law enforcement and stopping people and pulling people over. And
right.
And every state, and I know Massachusetts, when they were going through this whole process of should we legalize it, and that was on the table as well. You know, it's not as clear-cut as pulling someone over for drunk driving.
Absolutely.
And so I think at some point there has to be some kind of a test. I don't know what if anything, but anyway. Fascinating, good stuff, as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For hanging with us today. Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations and hemppublicrelations.com. Thanks for being with us, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Lily, my mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey, and I am so thrilled to have with me today a man that, first of all, put vitamins on the map. I say that, no kidding. Millions and millions and millions of his book, The Vitamin Bible, have been sold. Earl Mundell was a pharmacist trying to keep up with his overnight schedule in L.A. in an all-night pharmacy and realized the power and the benefits of vitamins. And the rest, as they say, is history. But no, not yet. Not done yet, because Earl Mundell is now the author of a brand new best-selling book. It's called Healing with Hemp, CBD Oil, and Square One is the publisher. And Dr. Earl Mundell, always wonderful to have you with us.
Frankie, it's a pleasure to be back. You're right, and it's a never-ending battle. I think that the people should understand that there's powers that be that don't want you to be healthy. I feel exactly opposite. I want people to be healthy.
Well, you're a perfect example of being ageless, by the way, FYI, and tremendous energy. And I just saw that you're one of the speakers at CBD West coming up.
Yes.
You know, it just doesn't end with your energy and your spirit. But I want to go back, because we just had a brilliant, brilliant man on the show talking about the endocannabinoid systems and the combinations and the CBD1 and the CBD2. It was wonderful. But my goodness, it was a very confusing and a little too sophisticated for the palate of most of us.
Well, let's bring it down to a very easy to understand and relatable situation. You see, cannabis, the two major ingredients are THC, which is the part of it that causes the so-called psychoactive buzz, etc., and CBD, which is non-psychoactive, but it has all the same benefits of the THC. So the book that I did, the Healing with Hemp CBD Oil, is talks strictly about CBD, and it comes from it can be isolated from the industrial hemp oil, but it also comes from other sources too. For instance, evergreen bark is a source of CBD, and even flaxseed. So it's a natural substance that has all these incredible benefits without any of the problems, and it's legal in every state, because as long as it has less than 0.3% of THC, it's legal. So that's the situation. It's real simple.
It's that simple. When you are talking with people and you are talking about this part of the hemp plant, of the cannabis family, we are starting to see many, I just shared that a company is working right now with 7-Eleven to distribute in every one of their stores. 4,700 7-Elevens are soon going to be carrying CBD oil.
We hope.
Is not,
you never know what our wonderful government is going to do.
This is like a breaking news story, though, and I'm excited about it, because
I am too.
When you walk into a 7-Eleven, you find an awful lot of fast foods. The one in our neighborhood has that grill always going, which has that horrible smell of those hot dogs. And whatever they're eating, I don't even know what they are, but they resemble a hot dog. Let's put it that way.
You forgot to mention the booze and the cigarettes everywhere.
And the cigarettes the slushies that are in these huge big things.
And the booze.
And the booze, of course.
I know.
So it's so interesting.
Why shouldn't they have the CBD? Yeah.
It's so interesting that they're putting something good for you. Although I shouldn't say that you're also going to find some healthy snacks. They're starting to carry some healthy snacks.
Right.
I was shocked. I went into one and there were There was healthy snacks all over the place. So they're getting with the times. But
right. The interesting thing is that the pharmacies are afraid to put this in because it's so convoluted. I'll try to make it simple. Federally, our wonderful government called anything cannabis Schedule 1, but they have to change that now because the FDA just okayed a prescription drug for a couple of types of epilepsy in children. So they're going to move it down to a Schedule 4, which means it's not restricted like it was the other way. So the pharmacies, everybody is waiting for this to have the right legislation to make this thing legal. And fortunately, the state of Kentucky, Mitch McConnell and the boys, they are trying to convert all the tobacco farmers to
hemp farmers. Yeah,
exactly.
Which is
because
very exciting.
Here's what's unbelievable: the United States imports $78 million more hemp than it exports. Now, we're paying farmers not to grow crops like corn or wheat or soy, and here's a cash crop that could save so many of these independent farmers. Fortunately, this bill, the 2008 Farm Bill, has passed the Senate and is on the way to the House. But let me just give a little bit of background of CBD because it's really fascinating.
Yes,
George
please.
Washington, Thomas Jefferson grew
yes.
this stuff.
I know.
I mean, they grew it for rope and
Kellogg.
And
Kellogg was growing hemp. Kellogg was
right.
growing hemp, and Ford
exactly.
was using hemp in the cars.
Ford built a car. Ford built a car.
Yeah, yeah.
Hemp. Betsy Ross supposedly
made the flag out of hemp.
Exactly. So,
the Constitution is printed on hemp. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it's crazy.
No. What happened was the first two. The Katsu was on hemp, then they put it on to parchment. But it doesn't matter. How about this one? You'll love this. In 1942, when we were in the war, the government produced a 14-minute video, I guess they called it a movie in those days, on, they called it Hemp for Victory.
That's right. 75 years ago. That's
exactly.
right. We just celebrated
they
the 75th anniversary.
It was good for parachutes and it was good for
rope
and all the. Now,
okay,
75
so
years later, we're in
here
a
we are.
Quagmire.
Your new book is out, Healing with Hemp Oil, A Simple Guide to Using the Powerful and Proven Health Benefits of CBD. And
right.
the sidebar has everything from acne, anxiety. I mean, please do share with us.
Arthritis, blood clots, eczema, depression. You know, this could be a wonderful thing for our troops coming back from the wars, for PTSD, hormonal balance, high blood pressure, cholesterol, inflammation, insomnia, PMS, stress. I mean, it's unreal what all these benefits, and it's not habit forming, it's non-toxic, and it's actually legal in all states, but the majority of people have never heard of it.
So, what do you see the biggest obstacle is? Is it going to come down to state by state, Dr. Ormandel, and you've been doing this
Yeah,
this forever. Book thing. How many books now? 50?
63.
Holy moly. And if you ever heard the expression, we take better care of our cars and our pets than we do with ourselves, that's Dr. Ormandel's line, by the way. FYI.
And our front lawns, too.
Yes.
Those bushes and front lawns. Okay, here's what I think is going to happen. Either there'll be a federal change or it'll be state to state. And if it's state to state, it's going to be such a mess because right now, California, for instance, it's legal to recreational cannabis, CBD, the whole thing. But you can't take it out of the state. So if
no, you
have...
So you can't fly with
go,
it.
Right, exactly. If you go across the state line, it's a federal offense. So it's ludicrous. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Okay, wait a minute. Before we go, you're coming back for the second segment, but before we go to break, the new book, where can people get it? Tell us the website, all those good things.
You can get it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Go to SquareOnePublisher.com. They all have it. It's all available. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to make, just before the break, I'm going to make a statement. This
we got to go. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay, well, I'll do it
you
after.
Make the, after the break. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer, this is Cannabis Talk A to Z. An Educational Odyssey. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And believe it or not, we have been doing this show for almost 2 years. I'm just even shocked myself that, you know, I've always been a pioneer. But talk about pioneers. The man that has been the leader in bringing us cutting-edge information. There was just no one that knew more about vitamins to this day. He knows more about vitamins than anyone you could ever want to meet. It is none other than Dr. Earl Mindell, the author of the Vitamin Bible. How many in print right now?
11 million in 35 languages.
Unbelievable. And now the newest book is about hemp. Healing with hemp oil.
CBD hemp oil, right.
But let me just tell you something. If someone were listening to this show, they could say to me, oh, come on, Dr. Mindell and Frankie, you could put snake oil. You're making it sound like it can just cure about anything and everything.
No, we never say the term cure, but let's go back to 1860, where from 1860 to 1937, when the Marijuana Tax Act came in, there were hundreds of remedies. I mean, it's nothing new. In fact, when Bayer brought aspirin to the United States, its major competition for pain was cannabis. So it's been around a long time, and it's utilized all around the world. Well, here we're still like Victoria. But I want to make that statement that I mentioned. Here's my statement. CBD will be the biggest supplement of the 21st century.
Yes.
No doubt about it. I don't care what the stupid government, DEA or whatever are trying to do. It's ridiculous. Why should we not allow Americans to have the availability of something that's non-toxic, non-psychoactive, that's has all these unbelievable... I was at a screening of a film. These are actually veterans coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq, and they have had wonderful results on CBD and instead of all these opiates that are plaguing the country. So this is ludicrous. I mean, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that the American public hears the benefits of CBD and understands that this is something that people want and should know about, and yet we have all these pressure things that are way back from 100 years ago, even some nonsensical things that are so out of date.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And I'm so delighted that we're getting more books. Your new book, Dr. Cheryl Selman's new book about hemp and CBD, Dr. Greg Smith's book. You know, there are three fabulous, an MD, an ND, a PhD, who's been the author of the Vitamin Bible, all coming together writing about this extraordinary CBD product.
Well, they should. The more exposure, the better. And, you know, there's a couple of 32 states now, including, here's a riot. D.C., it's legal, and that's where our wonderful government said before it was a Schedule One drug.
I know. Isn't that something?
It's unbelievable. So it's going to happen. And people should understand it. It's available. I hope it is available in 7-Elevens or wherever, because it should be readily available. I mean, you can go buy all your analgesics, pain relievers. I mean, some of those 7-Elevens have more drugs than the drugstores, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true. Do you believe that the legalization of this plant in every state will help the opioid addiction crisis, Doctor?
Absolutely. I mean, there's all kinds of research showing that it can help. If people say, well, is it going to help in all cases? Nothing helps in all cases, but so what? I mean, right now, if you have back pain or whatever, you're going to get hydrocodone, the Vicodin, the OxyContin, the I mean, it's frightening. And these are very highly addictive substances. So why not use something like this that's non-addictive, that can help with the sleep, can help with the pain, and also is an antidepressant? You know, a lot of problems are occurring because of depression. So, yes, it can help tremendously in so many cases. I mean, look at sleep. 50% of the American public has problems sleeping. I mean, here's something that could help you sleep naturally, and it's not like the Ambien where you sleepwalk or sleep eat or sleep drive or whatever you do. I mean, it's
A lot of people do some strange things. Yes, strange things. I don't know where how they wound up where they did, and it's crazy.
Exactly.
I mean, really nuts. Yeah. So I want to go back.
I'm a pharmacist, so I understand the both worlds. And I'm not against pharmaceuticals, but I think the overuse and misuse of these drugs today is, I mean, turn on the television and you'll be bombarded with every disease state known to man and some that they make up. And I love at the end of those commercials where they tell you in a very quick sentence
suicidal thoughts.
Well, my favorite one is there was a drug that was taken off the market for joint problems, and they put it back on. They have what we call a black box warning that they tell you it's very dangerous. Three times at the end of the commercial, they mention that it causes death. They call it different names, you know. Well, I guess it does take care of the problem. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there's only two countries in the world that allow it to be advertised on drugs, and that's New Zealand and the United States. The only two countries.
That tells you something right there. Your new book, Healing with Hemp Oil, and you get into everything from mood to memory to ADHD. I know a lot of people in my neighborhood are looking to this instead of getting their kids on drugs, which I think is a wonderful solution. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on the book, Healing with Hemp Oil, A Simple Guide to Using the Powerful and Proven Health Benefits of CBD. We thank you once again for enlightening us, Dr. Earl Mindell. Always such a pleasure. And thank all of you.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you. And we will see you next time right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.